Oh wow, there's a garden here now. This wasn't here the last time I came.
Hey there, you're right. This garden is a brand new addition to the museum. I actually worked on it with a lot of collaborators, or people who work together to accomplish a common goal, including my friend Kara over there.
I heard my name. Did you need something, Zahari?
Oh no, we were just talking about this garden exhibit we worked on.
Wait, so you two work here?
Yes, we do. I'm Kara.
And I'm Zahari.
And we're explainers here at the New York Hall of Science.
Hi, my name is Iggy.
It's nice to meet you, Iggy.
So both of you made this all by yourselves?
No, we worked with a bunch of different people to create the garden.
The one who started this whole project is artist Brooke Singer, who's a designer in residence at NYSCIDE this year. This means that Brooke applied to work at the museum for 6 months in collaboration with explainers and museum staff to create a piece of her work to engage museum visitors. With the help of some of Brooke's collaborators, who include a soil scientist, a permaculturist, and a programmer, along with staff at NYSCIDE, we created this exhibit, which is called Carbon Sponge.
A sponge? I don't see a sponge anywhere here.
Haha, we're not talking about a literal sponge, but what do you first think of when you hear the word sponge?
Well, I use a sponge whenever I take a bath, and my parents use another sponge to wash the dishes.
Our carbon sponge works kind of like that. The sponge is used for cleaning stuff, work by absorbing water and soap. Now with a carbon sponge, we have something that absorbs carbon, and that something is the soil we have in each of our garden beds.
So soil can act like a sponge? Can it clean anything like a sponge?
Yes, it can. It does that through carbon sequestration.
Carbon what?
Carbon sequestration. The word sequester means to separate something from everything else and to keep it in place. If we sequester carbon, we are trapping it.
This trapped carbon comes from the air around us. There are gases in the air that have carbon, like carbon dioxide, which is a greenhouse gas. Greenhouse gases are gases in the air that trap energy from the sun, so they heat up our atmosphere. Do you think that having lots of these greenhouse gases in our environment is a good thing or a bad thing?
I think that's bad. Isn't that why weather's been so crazy lately?
You're right. With all this carbon dioxide being collected in the Earth's atmosphere, there are lots of big changes and harmful effects to our environment. It's like putting a huge blanket over the entire Earth. Since greenhouse gases make the Earth hotter, ice sheets in really cold places melt more than usual. This makes our sea levels rise.
That doesn't sound good. Are the plants okay with all the carbon dioxide around us?
Actually, plants love carbon dioxide. They need it to make their own food and grow bigger. But plants are not the only ones that need carbon. There are other things that live in soil that need it.
Ooh, like bugs and worms?
Well, yes, bugs and worms also need carbon to live. But there are living things that are even smaller than bugs and worms, so small that you need a microscope to see them.
Oh, I think I've seen some of them under the microscope around the museum. Are they microbes?
Yes, they are. There are microbes that live in soil that actually help plants out. The microbes in soil give nutrients to the plant through its roots and, in exchange, get carbon in the form of food. Microbes also break down or decompose the remains of these plants, animals, and other microbes to get to more of the nutrients they need. During this process, the microbes release carbon dioxide as a byproduct.
Plants take in this carbon dioxide. They use the carbon in this gas to build sugars and other larger molecules. While plants use some of these molecules for themselves, they also release some of them back into the soil.
Now, you asked earlier if soil can clean anything. Plants can take in carbon dioxide and they put carbon back into the soil. So, our soil can help improve the air by storing carbon that's found in carbon dioxide. Carbon is good in the ground and not so great in abundance in our atmosphere.
That sounds cool. Hey, there are some parts of the garden that have nothing growing in them. Why do some of them have no plants?
Well, this garden is actually a part of a scientific study. It's a living lab. We're studying how carbon gets trapped in the soil and how different combinations of plants can affect this process.
If you look out at the garden beds, Do you see the exact same plants in all of them?
No. This one over here has lots of plants, and that one has less. And there are flower plants, vegetable plants, bean plants. I think they're all different.
That's right. A garden with lots of different plants like this will have healthier soil. Diversity above ground promotes diversity below ground, and we are creating the conditions for soil to hold more carbon in it.
You notice that there are some beds without any plants. These beds are our control or something to compare other results against. Here we're comparing the amount of carbon trapped in the plantless beds to the amounts found in the beds with plants.
We will also see what combinations of plants will be best for sequestering carbon.
Neat! I know some places in my neighborhood that have gardens, and I want to see them grow. But how can I get carbon into that soil?
Good question. After giving enough time for our garden to grow, we will collect information from each of these beds. These will be our results, and we plan on publishing a paper with these results and making them available online so that everyone, scientists and urban gardeners alike, can learn about carbon sequestration.
We will also see which beds grow the best and what kinds of plants and combinations are in those beds. We can ask people to grow some of these plants in their own garden. Not only will they make their gardens better, but they can help the environment.
Wow!
It's time to go!
Okay, I'm coming. I need to go now. Thanks for teaching me about this. I'll come back next time, but with other friends. They need to check this out.
Sounds great.
See you soon.
Thanks for listening. This project was created by Brooke Singer, Sarah Pearl Eggendorf, Marissa Perfer, Danny Fabricant, Sahari Arain, Kara Lambrento, Michael Kassamboom, John Pope, Sumak K, Elizabeth Slagus, Aaron Thelen, Aaron Mack, and Iggy Miranda.
For more information, please visit the project website at carbonsponge.org.